Combating mitigation has become one of the great crusades in commercial aviation over the past 15 years. Every major airline now has what is called crew resource management training, which is designed to teach junior crew members how to communicate clearly and assertively. For example, many airlines teach a standardized procedure for co-pilots to challenge the pilot if he or she thinks something has gone terribly awry. Captain, I'm concerned about. Then, Captain, I'm uncomfortable with. And if the captain still doesn't respond, Captain, I believe the situation is unsafe. And if that fails, the first officer is required to take over the airplane. Aviation experts will tell you that it is the success of this war on mitigation as much as anything else that accounts for the extraordinary decline in airline accidents in recent years. On a very simple level, one of the things we insist upon at Emirates is that the first officer and the captain call each other by their first names, Ratwadi said. We think that helps. It's just harder to say, Captain, you're doing something wrong, than to use a name. Ratwadi took mitigation very seriously. You couldn't be a student of the Avianca crash and not feel that way. He went on, one thing I personally try to do is, I try to put myself a little down. I say to my co-pilots, I don't fly very often. 3 or 4 times a month, you fly a lot more. If you see me doing something stupid, it's because I don't fly very often. So tell me, help me out. Hopefully, that helps them speak up. Back to the cockpit of Avianca 052. The plane is now turning away from Kennedy, after the aborted first attempt at landing. Klotz has just been on the radio with air traffic control, trying to figure out when they can land again. Cavietis turns to him. Cavietis, what did he say? Klotz, I already advise him that we are going to attempt again because now we can't. 4 seconds of silence pass. Cavietis, advise him we are in emergency. 4 more seconds of silence pass. The captain tries again. Did you tell him? Klotz, yes, sir. I already advise him. Klotz starts talking to air traffic control, going over routine details. 150 maintaining 2000 Avianca 052 heavy. The captain is clearly at the edge of panic. Cavietis, advise him we don't have fuel. Klotz gets back on the radio with air traffic control. Climb and maintain 3000 and, we're running out of fuel, sir. There it is again. No mention of the magic word emergency, which is what air traffic controllers are trained to listen for. Just running out of fuel at the end of a sentence, preceded by the mitigating ah. If you're counting errors, the Avianca crew is now in double digits. Cavietis, did you already advise that we don't have fuel? Klotz, yes, sir. I already advise him. Cavietis, bueno. If it were not the prelude to a tragedy, their back and forth would resemble an Abbott and Costello comedy routine. A little over a minute passes. Air traffic control. And Avianca 052 heavy, I'm going to bring you about 50 miles northeast and then turn you back onto the approach. Is that okay with you and your fuel? Klotz, I guess so. Thank you very much. I guess so? Thank you very much? They're about to crash. One of the flight attendants enters the cockpit to find out how serious the situation is. The flight engineer points to the empty fuel gauge and makes a throat-cutting gesture with his finger. But he says nothing. Nor does anyone else for the next 5 minutes. There's radio chatter and routine business, and then the flight engineer cries out, flame out on engine number 4. Cavietis says, show me the runway. But the runway is 60 miles away. 36 seconds of silence pass. The plane's air traffic controller calls out one last time. You have enough fuel to make it to the airport? The transcript ends.